Hundreds of mourners sang hymns while others wept openly as the late Thomas Aban Akola Jawin was being laid to rest on the outskirts of Malakal town on Tuesday. Lawyer Yohannes Akol Ajawin, a blood brother to the deceased, urged community members to remain calm and let the rule of law take its course.
We believe that if the killing is politically motivated, then we feel that is unfortunate, because the South can take all of us. We believe in a Southern Sudan that is stable and peaceful, and where all the communities are living in peace together as they used to be. So we will not like any instability because of the killing of our late brother.
National Justice Minister Ruben Madol said on state-run television Wednesday his ministry will make sure Ajawin's killers are brought to justice.
To condemn the act of this targeted attack and still that search is going on, and the investigation is also going to continue. We in the ministry will keenly follow up with the authorities in Malakal to make sure that these culprits are apprehended and eventually justice is served.
Yohannes Ajawin says his family has filed a case with the police over the killing.
Also, there's a state prosecution which has also opened a case. Normally, we have two criminal information to be done in our legal system. The government has the right of lodging an investigation. We have also requested an investigation of the police. So we are cooperating with them, with the Minister of Justice. So we have nothing special as a family that we can do.
National Police Spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says police have arrested five suspects in connection with the killing.
We are investigating and we have gathered enough information. As a result, we managed to arrest five suspects, and we are still looking for one suspect.
Justin says the five people arrested recently threatened Judge Ajawin over a particular issue which Justin would not disclose.
We had cases with which passed through the. Some people are threatening him, threatening him with death, and as a result, these are the information that so far, and we are still investigating.
The last funeral rite for late Thomas Aban Akol Ajawin was held today. Yohannes Akol Ajawin and Justin are both calling on members of the public to exercise restraint and patience as law enforcement investigates the killing. Justin says the outcome of the investigation will be made public. For VOA News, I am Lasuba Memo in Juba.